The deputy head of the Kenya National Human Rights Commission, Hassan Omar Hassan, said that Njuguna Getao informed the group last month he feared for his life.
Getao came to our office, and it is recorded here, having come to the office to come and look for some of us on the Friday, 16th of October, 2009. And he told me he wanted to give me a certain 411. And I told him, what was that 411 about? He says his life is under threat.
The parliament-created human rights body termed the killing an assassination. The Mungiki is an organized band of youths from Kenya's largest and most powerful tribe, the Kikuyu. The group, known for its criminal activities and extortion schemes, was founded with a call for its members to return to a form of mystic Kikuyu spirituality and to reject Western cultural influences. Defenders of the group say the youth movement was founded as a means to express discontent with economic marginalization, but that the quick cash from the extortions transformed the poor youths into a criminal organization, which was then exploited by senior politicians. Getao was also the head of the group's political wing, the Kenya National Youth Alliance, which the spokesman recently announced was being turned into an official cross-ethnic political party. Omar claimed that the senior Mungiki member said that he was being trailed by a police squad known as the Kwekwe, mandated with neutralizing the gang. The police claimed the Kwekwe was disbanded earlier this year. Getao was shot in downtown Nairobi on Thursday by unidentified assailants. No one has been arrested for his death, despite the fact that it happened in public view. Omar said the commission would launch its own investigation.
As a commission, we again call for a credible investigation, but we will also proceed to see whether we can document the circumstances of his death. The best weapon right now for accountability is documentation. There might be a leadership that might not want to act on it, but I think the statute of limitation is such that there is no time limit for some of the most heinous crimes, including murder.
The human rights group has earlier accused the police of secretly killing up to 500 suspected Mungiki members during its 2007 crackdown on the group. The murder of Getao comes just weeks after the Mungiki's head leader, Maina Njenga, was released from custody after reportedly issuing a one-week ultimatum in which he threatened to name senior politicians who have supported the group. In a bizarre public demonstration, the released leader then declared himself a born-again Christian and renounced violence, calling on Mungiki members to do the same. He then returned to live on his rural farm. The freed leader has gone into hiding following the murder of Getao. Alan Boswell for VOA News, Nairobi.